My entire life is in ruins. Quite literally. No, this is not a cry for help book, nor a journey of self-discovery. I am an archaeologist. I've spent much of the last 20 years working on excavations in Egypt and the Middle East, exploring ruins in Central and South America, mapping sites across Europe, and even digging for the occasional Viking. You might say I'm obsessed with the dirt beneath my feet and all the wonders that might be there. It doesn't necessarily glitter, but it is priceless. That dirt contains nothing less than the clues to who we are, how we got here, and how we might thrive in the future. Most of us can look back at our lives and identify pivotal moments that influenced our journey to where we are in our career. An unexpected event, maybe, meeting a key individual, an epiphany of some kind, something. In my case, I can identify one influence rooted in fiction and another solidly grounded in facts. Pizza, videos, and my path to becoming an archaeologist. If you are a child of the 1980s like me, your Friday night routine might have included getting pizza and picking up a VHS cassette from your local movie rental place. Wow, even writing that makes me feel old. After school, my mother would take my brother Aaron and me up the street to a creaky old house that had been repurposed to hold thousands of tapes, categorized by theme and age appropriateness. Much to the chagrin of my mother, we invariably chose one of three movies: The Princess Bride, The Neverending Story, or Raiders of the Lost Ark. Now that I have a child of my own, who wants nothing more than to watch Minions on repeat, I appreciate my mother's purgatory. She laughs at me. If we chose Raiders, I would sit, rapt, memorizing every scene, every bit of dialogue, every gesture. I can't tell you if it was Egypt, the sheer adventure, or just Harrison Ford, but that movie called out to me. At that age, I didn't know that no one-size-fits-all fedora exists for archaeologists. We specialize in diverse subfields. Aside from a particular time period or regional focus, an archaeologist might study pottery, art, bones, ancient architecture, dating techniques, or even recording and illustration. I'm part of a relatively new specialism called space archaeology. I'm not making that term up. It means I analyze different satellite data sets, Google Earth is one you're probably familiar with, to find and map otherwise hidden archaeological sites and features. It's a pretty cool job, but wasn't an obvious career choice when I started taking undergraduate archaeology classes. Why I do what I do all goes back to my grandfather, Harold Young, who was a professor of forestry at the University of Maine. Every weekend when I was young, while my parents worked late nights at the family restaurant, Aaron and I went up to my grandparents' house on a hilly, tree-lined street in Orono, Maine. Gram and Grampy had retired, my grandfather from the university, and my grandmother from her post there as secretary of the faculty senate. Gram ruled the young household and the senate with an iron fist, so much so that Grampy always gave the same response when we asked if we could go outside to play. "I'm only a captain," he'd say, smiling. "You'll need to ask the general." And he'd turn to Gram and give her a sharp salute. It ticked her off something awful and sent us into fits of giggles.
Thank you for listening to this clip provided to you by Macmillan Audio. To hear more, look for this title wherever audiobooks are sold.